Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
If you are a small business owner, I'm sure sometimes you feel like you need a marketing degree just to successfully market your business. I'm here to tell you that is not the case if you use Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning platform has powerful marketing tools to make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more. In just a few clicks, you can launch a campaign that is tailored to your business and goals. Maybe you're launching a new product, or releasing a newsletter, or want to tell your customers about upcoming deals. Constant Contact can help with all of that. This includes email, SMS, social media, and so much more, all designed to be easy so you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track business growth. Plus, Constant Contact's award-winning customer service is there for guidance along the way to help you with things like customer lists, templates, and follow-ups. Get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
In case you missed it over the weekend, Texas A&M took 2 of 3 from the University of Georgia in College Station. But that was not the top storyline or the top talking point leaving the weekend. And I'm sure by now you guys have seen it circulating everywhere, from Barstool Sports to basically every single college baseball and even sports platform. Georgia pitcher Christian Morachna, and this was first posted, the video, we're going to share it here in just a second, but this was posted by Barstool Texas A&M. So whoever recording, some student at Texas A&M, fan, what have you, either way, there was a video of Georgia pitcher Christian Morachna, who is seen in the corner of the bullpen, squatted down, doing something, right? He's obviously trying to conceal what he is doing. This video is published. and all hell breaks loose, as you can imagine. Even John Boy Media, who is a guy who breaks down Major League Baseball, college baseball, he did a fantastic piece on this morning, was able to watch that, where he showed not just in the bullpen, but Christian Maracna on the mound, the way he's touching his glove. And it's not a foregone conclusion, but it most certainly looks like there is a sticky substance of sorts on the glove and that he is cheating. Because, of course, as we all know, guys, that is against the rules. So I'm going to pull this up here. Those on podcast, just bear with us. We're going to share this video really quickly so you guys can see it. So here's the video of Christian Maracna in the corner of the bullpen. As you can see, in the bullpen, he's locked down. It's really hard to tell what he's doing. Again, there's some other videos, but they're zoomed in on him as close as you can really get. But obviously, the internet saw this and ran wild with it. And I know there's some folks who love college baseball, who are trying to grow the game. They don't like this type of attention on it. But guys, at the end of the day, if you're going to do this, you got to be a little bit more discreet, right? So you see the video there. Christian Maracna squatted down. What is he doing with the glove? Why is he down there in the corner by himself? What possibly? Is he just adjusting the strings on the glove, right? But are we naive enough to think that's all he's doing? And so the question now becomes, number one, was Georgia pitcher Christian Maracna cheating? Did he put a sticky substance on his glove? And if he did, what should the SEC do about it? Should there be an investigation? Guys, I'll start by saying this, by the way. I was a pitcher in college, and I know there's been steps taken across baseball, certainly in the MLB. Guys are constantly having their gloves checked, their hats checked, their sleeves, their bodies, whatever it might be, to make sure this doesn't happen. But it does. It happens all across college baseball. I hate to tell you, guys are still cheating in whatever ways. Guys are still going to find a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. Whether it's pitchers, it's hitters, it's managers, whoever it is, guys are going to find a way if they want to cheat. And so there are pitchers, I can assure you, across college baseball, there are pitchers on the Texas A&M staff, I damn near guarantee you, using a sticky substance. That being said, you can't get caught doing it. You can't get caught doing it, right? And I know he tried to squat down, conceal it, but man, if you're going to do that, do it in the dugout. Do it in the locker room. Do it in the clubhouse. You cannot do it where, you know, everybody's got their phones out. Everybody's just waiting on you to do something. And so when it comes to this situation, do I think Christian Maracna put a sticky substance on his glove? Yes, I do. And you go back and watch the video of him in game, guys. Again, I thought John Boy Media did a great job of breaking this down. You see him throw the pitch. A ball is fouled off. He gets a new baseball, and what does he do? He goes straight to the laces, then goes to the ball. You're not doing that unless there's something on your glove that is going to help you throw that baseball. You're just not doing that. Could it be a tick? But there's too many coincidences here that are lining up that you're asking me to just accept. Now, should the SEC suspend Christian Maracna? Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system. I think they should do an investigation. I think an investigation should happen because here's the thing, guys. Yeah, as much as it might suck, some people are going to watch this video and say, bro, you're off your rocker. It's baseball. It is what it is. I totally understand. I get you. But there have to be rules in place. You have to enforce rules. And you know one of the biggest reasons why? Pitchers are already throwing 99 miles an hour. There are guys in college. I mean, this Moratti dude's throwing 95 off the bump. Should he have another advantage? I mean, it's already difficult enough for hitters, man. And I'm a former pitcher sympathizing with the guys swinging the sticks. It's already difficult enough for them, right? So you have to draw the line. There has to be rules. And I think Christian Moratna, if an investigation is done, and it's done the right way, and I think if they find that he had a sticky substance on his glove, which I don't know how you necessarily do that after the fact, you know, you're going to have to somewhat draw some conclusions because you can't go feel his glove, right? The game is over. You can't go feel his glove. But it's just so obvious that there was something going on. I think Christian Moratna should be suspended. Now, should he be suspended the rest of the season? I'm not saying that, but you have to set a standard here. Because if you say, nothing to see, keep it moving, why even have the rule? Why not just let guys do this, right? Why have the rule in place in the first place if you're not going to enforce it? So, a very interesting situation coming out of this Texas A&M Georgia series. And guys, I understand, again, there's friends of ours that love college baseball, that are about grow the game. They hate this type of attention on it. But guys, it's a major talking point. It's a major storyline. You have to give this type of stuff attention. You have to give it the attention it deserves, if you will, because I think this is a big deal. As much as maybe Georgia baseball fans, some SEC baseball fans don't want this to be a big deal, it is a big deal. And again, I'm somebody, man, I totally get it. I totally get it. Everybody's doing it. But my advice to me is this. I don't even care, honestly. When I first saw this story, it didn't really move the needle for me, guys, because I'm like, okay, well, that happens everywhere. But not everybody gets caught. And if you're going to do it, go in the locker room, go in the clubhouse, because now there's video out there. And now you've put the SEC in a really difficult situation to where maybe it's no big deal, but they got to treat it as a big deal. Because if you don't enforce it here, if I'm a pitcher on Florida, South Carolina, Texas A&M, Arkansas, why am I not putting sticky stuff on my glove? Why am I not? Others are doing it. And how are you going to enforce it when I do it if you're not going to enforce it when he did it? So what do you think? Do you think, first off, Christian Moratna cheated? And if so, what do you think the punishment should be? Should he miss a game? Should he miss a weekend? Should he miss a month? Should he miss the rest of the season, God forbid? A difficult decision awaits the Southeastern Conference and a wild story in SEC baseball.